Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. London. So I know I mentioned briefly the unexpected gift I got this Christmas. The whole story is that one of my listeners reached out December 30th with an unexpected gift. She, long story made short, had booked a flight for the family before the pandemic, which got cancelled. So she had this account with a lot of points that she couldn't use, and she offered it to me. So I called my sister, and we just brainstormed what to do. But it was such a wonderful gift and an opportunity for us, so we booked a trip for 6 people to London. So last week we took the trip to London and stayed the week in the guest home of the London Temple. Me and my sister were in the temple doing work every day, and in the afternoon we went into London and did sightseeing with our kids. My son, who just turned 12 this February, had gotten the priesthood and his temple recommend and got to do baptism for the first time. He was so nervous the whole day, up until he got there. He almost shook, and of course, he started having nosebleed while doing it. I think everything going wrong was taking the nervousness away, and right after he said he didn't want to do it again. But after letting it settle, he said, "Mom, I can do this again," and it just made me happy. I've been thinking of how things shift in life. When I was married and they asked me to be a temple servant, I felt this resistance inside of me, and I made excuses like, "My children are too young, it's hard to get a babysitter, and my husband is more needed since they always need priesthood holders more. I can just do it when the children have grown up." But in my heart, I felt this resistance. I didn't want to do it. But going on this internal journey that I have been on these past years, and the change of heart that I have been going through, when they said they were closing the Stockholm Temple for 3 years for renovation, I felt a strong urge to go there. The first time going there after the divorce and me finding me was a strong experience. For the first time, I felt home, and I felt whole being there. Actually, it felt like my heart was singing and I hear that I shone. And I had this inner feeling of just wanting to stay there forever. I think I got in 3 visits before they closed, and now it's torn down. It's just a hole in the ground where it once stood. So this trip was such a blessing. I must be honest that the first thing I did was Google trip to South Korea, but the airline didn't fly there, so we went to London. I was a bit nervous going there. I've been to the Salt Lake Temple and to the Manti Temple, and Stockholm, of course, but those are the temples I've been to. And this time, I had found names, my own names to bring with my ancestors, some from the 1670s, and I got to follow them from watching the baptism being made by our children and got to do all the steps in the temple. And some names just popped, and I felt exhilarated and calm and happy. And so many more feelings. And I felt, at last, I've been waiting so long. And I felt humble and blessed that I got to do this work for them. I must say I got a little envious of couples in the temple, serving together. And I would really like to be able to go on a temple mission. I don't see how I financially could do it at this moment. I just trust in the Lord to open up possibilities for me, if that is what He wants me to do. I met so many great people there, from the clerks at the desk in the guest house, helping us and being part of game nights, and some amazing people that I got to hang out and talk to in the evenings, to all the amazing temple servants. It was such a wonderful week, and I would have loved to just stay there. My heart is so filled with gratitude that I am a member of a church that puts so much focus on all God's children, even the ones that have already passed. So now, I would really like to visit the temple in South Korea. They have one and they're building another one. I need goals to strive for, and it's doable if I stretch the time frame a few years. But I'm a Capricorn. Slow and steady wins the race. I might be too slow for some people, but these few days I have been contemplating how far I've actually come in the past few years. And even though it might look that I'm still at the same house, still in the same job, doing the same thing, so much has happened on the inside. I'm a brand new person, and I like me. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.